Hello, 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 hello. How y'all doing? It's your girl Faye. Hope you're doing amazing. I wanted to hop on here and just thank y'all so much for the love and just for opting into my free downloadable guide that's geared just to help and shed light on what could possibly be hindering your dating and relationship life. And so I've gotten a few people to hit me up and be like, okay, Faye, quick question. So if I'm one of these seven, what's going to happen next? Like, do you have recourse? Do you have answers? Can you help a girl out? And I just wanted to pop and just let them know, yes, we will have literally classes and courses and all kind of stuff. My hope is to build this community where we can make talking about dating biblically, according to biblical standards. So I'm going to make it clear again, if you're not a Christian or if you don't like the Bible, the same for you. I am talking to those who want to do it God's way. And so I've done it both my way and biblical way. And the biblical way, 1,000%, hands down, best decision I've ever made. And so if that's you, I want you to just opt in, follow after me. I got you. I'm going to bring in some other experts. I'm actually a relationship life coach now. So your girl got a little expertise as well as experience with relationships, lots of experience with relationships. And I'm going to continue to do what I do, which is keep it 100% tactical, real, raw, straight to the point. Because we played enough with Christian dating, like to the point where statistics says that the divorce rate in the Christian community is just as high as the divorce rate is in the worldly like sector, in the secular sector. And so it's time to stop playing, just have some real conversations. And I want to be that person to be here with you, to walk with you. And I want y'all to be like, hey, Faye, I got married. Faye, I'm dating. I want to hear all those testimonies, like how you've been applying, what you've been learning. How have you been growing and developing? I want to hear it. I want to hear from you. So feel free to send me an email or, you know, leave a comment or join a membership, which is coming out soon. And just let me know what's up. And don't be afraid either to ask questions. Like, even if you want them to be anonymous, because I do have people like Faye, I want to ask this question, but it's just so out there. And I'm like, girl, it ain't nothing that you can say that's going to surprise me, okay? And so, yeah, let's get into it for today. And so today, what I want to do is talk about cuffing season. Have y'all ever heard of cuffing season? Like, I mean, like, when it get cold outside. You got the people who homeless or the people who need a place to stay or the people who always, they don't never want to be with you. These men never want to be with the woman when it's warm outside, when it's hot girl summer, when it's spring fling, but they want to lay up with you when it's getting cold and they hungry and they got needs and it's tax season. And so I want to talk about it, okay? And so if this is you and you see that you've been in this off and on situationship, this off and on relationship, and he don't seem to come around until it get cold. You got yourself in the situation you need to get out of. He using you. I need you to hear me. He is using you. Don't be fooled. Do not be fooled. I see it in my family. I see it in friends. I've seen it happen so many times where it be Christian women. It be non-Christian women. It just be women who just desire companionship and desire to be loved. All those things are so important. But at the end of the day, you got to do it God's way or you're going to continue to reap terrible consequences. And so I just want to encourage you, like, stop being desperate. Stop being desperate. Stop just accepting anybody willing to give you attention. Stop just, you know, lowering your standards. That was one of the seven on my free guide. A lot of times we settle. You have no self-worth. You don't feel like you're worthy to date, maybe because you've fallen, maybe because of issues from childhood wounds, or you've experienced some things, you've gone through some things that's really like made you feel defeated in the relationship game. And I can speak to that myself, especially coming out of my childhood that wasn't the best at times and ending up in a relationship that I thought was going to be everything and it crashed and failed. I remember literally, y'all, like talking to people and they'll be like, hey, Faye, like, are you going to date? And this is what I would tell them. This would be my friend girls. We'd be sitting there talking. And this is before I got married or engaged or met my husband. Right after I had Nadia, I would have my friends to be like, hey, Faye, like, are you going to date again? Are you going to jump out there again? I'm like, no, because I'm a single mom. Who wants a single mom? And I was like, it's already hard enough out here for Christian women to date anyways. And I've just shrunk my pool. I've literally just like shot my own self in the foot. And so it took a minute. Like, y'all, I felt like I was unworthy. I felt like I was unseen. I felt like I was unwanted. My self-worth took a hit. My self-esteem was to the floor. And if you are in that space, you don't need to be dating no ways. You need to actually pull back, fall back, and work on yourself. Get your heart and your mind and your identity in Christ together. Because I completely forgot who I was. I forgot who I belonged to. I forgot everything because I got so tied up in that relationship. And when it broke down, crashed and burned, baby, I just thought my life was over. I thought my life was over. I thought that was it. Thought that was the end of my love story. Thought I would never get married. And I was like, I'm not going to settle. So I guess I got to be single. And that's what I did. I just decided I'm going to be happily single. I'm not going to spend my single years bored. I'm not going to spend my singleness all frustrated, all emotional. No, I'm going to get out and I'm going to live my life. And it was a journey. I can't lie. It was a journey. This was a journey. And so I'm going to share this journey. I'm literally going to lay out in our membership all these different type of courses, like how to overcome rejection, how to deal with trauma, how to learn your self-worth. What does that look like? Self-care. We're going to deal with the whole gamut because when you're hurt or broken or even you don't know how to date, you need all of that. You need somebody who's been there, who can show you their wounds so that then you can look at my wounds. I'm not saying I know everything and everything from my life won't fit your life per se, but you can use my life as an example to like what to do, what not to do. All Faye went and had sex out of wedlock. Maybe I shouldn't do that. All Faye went and she almost dumped her husband that she has now. Oh, I might not want to be that mean to my future potential mate. And so all type of stuff I want just to lay out for y'all and just love on y'all and just share. Just I want to share my heart. That's the whole point of this podcast, whole point of everything I'm doing is because I want to make Christian dating less awkward, y'all. It gets so awkward when you get into a Christian bubble and you talk about this type of stuff. But back to what I was saying, y'all. I went on a tangent. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Do not accept somebody who just want to be with you when it's cold outside. They don't want to be with you when they don't want to bring you around friends. They don't want to be with you out in public. They want to be with you when it's convenient or easy or rebound for them. Do not find yourself in situations where you're the rebound. Let's not walk in Leah's way. What am I saying? Leah's way is, you know, the story of Leah and Rachel, how Jacob was in love with Rachel and his father-in-law tricked him into marrying the oldest daughter, Leah. He didn't think Leah was all that. In fact, the Bible, you know, kind of let us know what he thought about her. He didn't think she was the most attractive person in the world. He just accepted her because he was still so in love, so wanting Rachel. He was willing to do anything for Rachel. And so he just was like, come on, girl. I guess we got married. So you come on up in here and I'll just, you know, let you be my wife. But who I really want is this. And so she did everything she could. She thought if she continued to give him babies and to serve him and to be all this for him, that would make him change his mind. I'm here to tell you straight up to your face, well, to your eardrums. I'm here to speak to your ears. If you are taking Leah's way in dating, you are making a huge, grave mistake because there are men out here who will love you and honor you and respect you and see the image of God in you and want to honor that and reverence that and won't take advantage of you. A lot of times when you've been in these relationships, and I know it's non-Christians follow me too, so I'm speaking to both non-Christians and Christians right now, because it works both ways. Like, I've seen it where the man will continue to accept the gifts, accept all the benefits that come from being with you, from being a part of your life. He'll keep on consuming everything that you have to offer, only to dump you after 3 years of stringing you along, and marry somebody else in 6 months because that's who we truly wanted. I don't want you wasting your time, especially if you got somebody who he only want to see you at nighttime. He only texting you at nighttime. He only want to say hey to you at church when you're in front of a bunch of people, but then he get kind of weird. Like, it should not be that way where it's weird. If it start getting weird, you get weird and remove yourself from the situation. You understand me? You never let somebody treat you like you an option. You are a priority. Do you hear me? You are a priority. And if he can't treat you as such, you make your exit stage left. I am so serious about this because it wasn't until I stood up in who I was as Faye Love Marillion, and I was cool with whatever. If it worked, great. If it don't work, great. I was cool with whatever. It wasn't until I got to that point that I was unwilling to compromise who I was, who I belonged to, my daughtership, and my servant position as a daughter of the king. I wasn't compromising nothing. It wasn't until then I got to that point right there where I was like, I don't care. Either you can date me or not, but I'm not compromising. I'm not going to come down on my standards. I'm not about to let you play with me. That's when I met my husband. Because the one who really wants you, the one who really is for you, he's going to be willing to honor that commitment you have to Jesus, number one. He's never going to abuse you. His intentions will be made known to you. My husband I have now, y'all, I'm not even kidding. In about 30 days, he knew what was up. He was like, hey, I'm going to make you my wife. And I'm looking at him like, bruh. I'm like, you playing with me. So I was like, oh, don't be talking big talk if you can't walk the walk, okay? I hope y'all can understand what I'm saying. I talk a little e-bunny from time to time. But anywho, he was straight up about what his intentions were. And you got somebody who's been with you, and I get that a lot of men out here, they say they want to get themselves financially situated. That's very important. They want to get their ducks in a row. That's very important. But if you're in a relationship off and on with somebody for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I've seen it 10, 15 years, and this person in and out your life, this person never made a real commitment to you. This person, especially if this person only want to holler at you when it's cold outside, when it's tax season. And yes, I'm gonna do an episode about this tax season love because that's a hot mess. He don't claim his kids all year. He don't claim you all year. And as soon as tax time roll around, baby, he looking at you saying, I want my family back. Mm-hmm. And that's just a reference for us Americans. If you're from America, you know what I'm talking about, okay? But I don't want you with somebody who just want to use you as a rebound. Use you for your benefits and discard you like you trash. Because there's another man waiting. He's praying that you will get yourself together, that you will get underneath the shadow of the wing of the Lord, and you will allow God to heal you, make you whole, free you from all bondages, and build you into that wife you need to be so that when God presents you, like he did with Eve and Adam in the garden, when God presents you in front of your husband to be potentially, he'll be able to see you and he'll say, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, this here is my wife. That's the goal, okay? We ain't trying to be no girlfriend. If you dating to play, you messing up, you ruining somebody else's future, you playing with somebody's life. Understand me? If you are dating just to play with somebody, just to have sex, just to have a little fun, and dating should be fun. Don't get me wrong. Dating should be fun, but there's a serious component to it as well. In this community, we date to mate, meaning courtship, meaning the whole objective is to learn, how do I become that wife? How do I begin to grow and become and get over those traumas, get over that those triggers, get past those strongholds so that when God do usher in this husband into my life, I'm able to receive him and not self-sabotage. That's what we on. And so if you want some play type stuff, this is the wrong room, go log off right now. I'm not talking to you. Talking to the women who really want a relationship. I get so sad, y'all. I get so sad when I hear women, they're like, hey, Faye, like, what's wrong with me? Have you ever thought that? You was like, man, Faye, what's wrong with me? Why nobody want me, Faye? If I'm such a good person, why don't nobody want me? Sometimes God got you in hiding. Sometimes you got to be okay with your wilderness season. You have to be okay with allowing God to be good and be sufficient for you. in those seasons, I love what one of my girls said. Like, it was so profound. And I'm going to share this with y'all. She said, Faye, in this season where I feel unseen, I am married to the Holy Spirit. I'm learning how to commune with God and how to build a relationship with Him. She literally goes on dates with God where she'll lay out her dinner, light a candle, bring out her word and her scripture, have her worship music playing, and she'll just eat with the Lord. And she'll literally like lay out a table before Him. That's it. That is where you're going to literally find everything that you need. And when I say this girl living her life, this girl is traveling. This girl is making her money. This girl is doing community and discipleship. And she is hidden in Jesus. Hidden in Jesus until it's time for her to be found. And so if you feel that way, I need for you to get back to the basics. Go back to the drawing board. Get your butt out of that mindset by praying and fasting and word. Get in that word. Get off YouTube. Stop following all these random people. Plug yourself into your church. Get active and very, very rooted in your church and you grow. Start traveling. What do you want to do? What do you like to do? And mainly, and ultimately, I want you to do, what I want you to do is to stop accepting these half relationships, these piece of a man. He give you a piece of himself. He give her a piece of himself. He give that person a piece of himself. Like, why you let people play with you? As women, we are very smart. We're very smart. We are like super smart. You know what's up. Okay. Don't let me come to this phone or come to your computer screen or come to your radio and put my finger on your nose. You know better. And you know for a fact you deserve better. And right now, by the promptings of the Holy Spirit, I come against any foul spirit of rejection, any spirit of abandonment. And I plead the blood of Jesus against you. I break your power from off my sister's life now in the name of Jesus. Get off of her. Get off of her. No more doubt. No more confusion. No more wallowing. No more accepting inferior thoughts. I come against those intrusive thoughts that tell you you're not worthy, that tell you you're not enough, that tell you you'll forever be single, because that's not true. If God's giving you a word that you're going to be married, we trust in you, God. We submit to you, oh Lord, and we will rest in you. We will hide in you because you are our hiding place. God, I thank you, Lord, that you are with these sisters of mine. You with my ladies. You with my girls, Lord. You with us all, Lord. And I thank you that you're going to help them to make it. They're not going to compromise. They're not going to accept a counterfeit. But they're going to be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. And they're going to lean and they're going to depend on him. And they're going to cast all their cares on you, God, because they know you care for them. God, I thank you now for this time with them. I ask you that you, God, will go to each and in every individual home or car or wherever they are right now, Lord. And I ask that you, Lord, would just begin to touch, begin to minister. I ask that you just would send healing angels just to touch and bless and just to really begin to heal those wounds of pain, those wounds of tragedy and trauma. God, just begin to do a work in my sister's life now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we thank you that you are raising up godly wives and godly moms that will return back to their seat of influence, that will begin to guard and have a desire to protect and to raise and nurture a household and a family in the name of Jesus, God. That I thank you that these women will not compromise their integrity. They will not compromise their bodies. They will not compromise their identities in order to be loved by anyone, any friendship, any relationship, any intimate relationship. They will not compromise. God, I ask that you just will be a fortress around them now in the name of Jesus. I pray all these things. Amen. And if you agree with me, I want you to say amen. Okay? You hang in there. And if that guy who's been coming around off and on for years show up, you know what to tell him to do. You know exactly what to tell him to do. Better go on somewhere. Not this year. We done with that. We done with this. Because you will no longer continue to participate in somebody's game. You will no longer become an option when you are a priority. You will no longer be a snack when you are a full entree meal. Do you understand me? And so if you want to be taken serious in dating, it's time to get serious in dating, especially if you're trying to do it the biblical way. The biblical way to me is the only way. So what we want to do. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all so much for all the love. Feel free to share this podcast. Y'all, I'm trying to reach as many people as I can because I know it's so hard. I just want to be here for you, walk with you on your journey. And I know God's going to bless it. Y'all take care. Y'all have an amazing night.